Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
There we go. Live Oak, y'all having fun so far? Y'all fucking suck. Are y'all having fun so far? Thank you. We're recording. Real fast. Down Yonder Hat Co., one of our sponsors is over here. Right here, Seth, raise your hand. Raise your hand, bitch. Wave it. Y'all go buy a hat. They're nice hats. We like wearing them hats. You're supposed to laugh, Seth. You made that weird. I didn't make that weird. So there was supposed to be this great joke that I had planned for this round.
I bet you did, you piece of shit.
I am a piece of shit. That's exactly why I was going to do this on this round. So Breanne Young was supposed to be here. Y'all know Breanne Young. I hope y'all do. I wish you did because she's fucking amazing.
This was going to be the lesbian round.
No, that was not the joke. If you've never listened to the Josh Terry podcast, shut up, Lee.
Sorry.
This is what his fucking ass does. He tries to take everything. Shut up. Real quick, this is actually, you're still making the joke better.
Yep.
This is what was supposed to happen. It was supposed to be Breanne Young, Dustin, and Lee. And I was going to literally introduce it as the three biggest bitches in Nashville.
Yes.
Because it is the most whiniest bitching group that you would have ever met in Nashville. Nobody complains more than these three bitches. Y'all don't get it because you don't know them. Lee, he knows them.
Fuck no, you, Eli.
Nobody.
Slow clap all you want.
Do you know it? Look at your hair. Do you get it?
I didn't even bring a guitar tonight. That's how easygoing I am.
No, because you were going to bitch your way out of playing. That's what was going to happen. Breanne bitched her way out of being here. I'm surprised you're even up here. Anyway, I need y'all to give it up for Mr. Dustin Heron real fast before he talks his way out of playing.
Yeah.
See, it's funny if I do it to anybody else, but please give him a round of applause. He deserves it. Y'all boost his ego. Woo! Just because he looks like a third grade lesbian PE teacher don't mean he is. Let's clap for him.
Love that.
I'm not even going to talk
shit
about
you. You know what a lesbian looks like with a heart on?
Dustin Heron.
You're welcome.
This is my family right here, though. Y'all give Mr. Lee Tucker a round of applause. I wouldn't know a damn person in Nashville if it weren't for this guy right here, and probably not for him either. So
just let us do our show. We're good.
Fuck.
Love you, too.
Oh, excuse me. I was trying to get people to like you because you don't do a good enough job of that by yourself.
Oh, shit,
so now, here. Cheers.
Y'all give it up for Josh Terry, everybody.
Oh, yeah. And tequila.
Where's his guitar at? Are you not playing with us, Josh? Well, we're just going to tell some stories and play some songs since it's just us two.
Cool.
Well, I was going to tell them about that time we were real messed up. We were at scoreboards.
I was like, where?
Yeah, which time?
We've been messed up.
Well, there's
so
many nothing
places.
Better in this world than hearing one of your songs be cut by other people. And me and Lee are at this bar and not anticipating anybody to play one of my songs. And, man, somebody's just... And we're like, oh, my God.
We're hammered. We're like, oh, my God, Dustin, he's fixing to play your song, man.
And then it goes... That's drink themselves, man.
It was Tom Petty. We're like, shit.
I was like, okay, maybe I ripped off Tom Petty and didn't know it. Here's a song called.
We were so excited, though.
This one's called Drink Themselves, and it was not recorded by Tom Petty. Looks like another's walked out my door. Same into an ending that I've seen before. It's high noon in mid-July. She had a case of leaving, had a case all night. It ain't a mystery, I know what I should do. But this chair's mighty warm, and the mountains are blue. Screen doors swang both ways. She's the one that slammed it. I'm the one to blame. She slung some gravel in that old Corvette. Had a case of getting gone. Had half a case left. It ain't a mystery. I know what I should do. But this chair's mighty warm. And the mountains are blue. Choose, girl, hell, these beers ain't gonna drink themselves.
And it does sound a lot like that.
It does.
Well, I know what we had was worth me just getting up. Well, it ain't worth drinking and fighting. Losing this bus. It ain't a mystery. I know what I should do. This chair's mighty warm, and the mountains are blue. I know what I lose if you make me choose, girl. Hell, these beers ain't gonna drink themselves. Story right there.
When you think the cover band is covering your song and you're just really fucking drunk.
You ever been that drunk? You ever been that drunk you thought you were important?
Yep. A bunch of damn times. Shit. I got excited listening to your song.
Yeah,
I forgot
your turn.
What I was gonna say. All right.
Thanks again, Kate.
What am I gonna do? I'm going to play you one that I've never played out before, except last week. I've only done this one other time, and I messed it up then. I'm probably going to mess it up
now.
That's
what I've told every dude I've ever met.
Right? So I wrote this song with Dustin Herring, Nate Kingan, and Trey Landon. And we showed up. Me and Dustin showed up about an hour and a half early to the right, and we went to Amerigo. And we ended up drinking these tequila espresso martinis, I guess.
Vodka.
Yeah.
Vodka coffee.
Was it?
Vodka coffee.
Well, mine had some chocolate tequila or something in it anyways. And then Nate showed up about an hour into it, and then Trey finally showed up. And I always joke, and then I play the second song we wrote that day, because I'm like, the first song we wrote was great, but I can't remember how to play it. And I just learned it last week, so I'm going to try it for you. Every bar's got a girl on a stool at the end. Had a boy call it off, so she called up her friends. Yeah, she thinks that he's crying at home all alone. Yeah, but Mr. Right that didn't do it right got one thing wrong. What doesn't kill you only makes you drink stronger. Long gone gets you gone, buzz a little longer. Single makes you double down on double crowning water. What doesn't kill you only makes you drink stronger. Bar's got a boy with his boys living free. Yeah, the last thing he wants to's the first thing he sees. Yeah, she's out on that floor spinning round and around, wishing he knew back then what he just learned right now. What doesn't kill you only makes you drink stronger. Long gone gets you gone, buzz a little longer. Single makes you double down on double crown of water. What doesn't kill you only makes you drink stronger. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't fool yourself, you're gonna kick yourself when you find out that she is with someone else. What doesn't kill you only makes you drink stronger. Long gone gets you gone, buzz a little longer. Single makes you double down on double crown and water. What doesn't kill you only makes you drink stronger. Stool at the end, had a boy call it off, so she called up her friends.
That's my boy.
Yeah, thank y'all so much. He's been called the songbird of our generation. We think Jesus and Fergie and Tracy Lawrence had a three-way, and here's the results. Mr. Dustin Herring. I say that because, well, I got to the show a little early last week at the local, and he's like, y'all just go ahead and start without me, put me on the end. He literally showed up in time to play the first song as the last song. Anyways, when he got there, he started whistling every fucking song everybody played. He started whistling solos. I was like, he's a goddamn songbird. Listen to that. Shh, shh. Listen to that, Jim. Goddamn, that boy's good. All right, Tracy, I mean, Dustin.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do y'all my Tracy Lawrence. Y'all want to hear a song that Tracy I wrote for Tracy Lawrence?
I'd love to.
I mean, he ain't cut it or nothing. It's just, he ain't got back to me yet.
Is it called Dear Daddy?
Called Mama Lied to Me.
Is mama's baby and daddy's maybe. You don't ever know.
If I could grow a mustache, I'd be all right.
You got to put your curls into it.
This is a song about a certain demographic of colored-haired people. I know you gingers get a lot of hate.
Watch that fucking hard R, buddy. We don't like that.
This one has an R in it. Y'all can just guess what it's called. I bought her a drink out on heaven. I didn't think it would happen. But I recognized something in her smile, and it
brought you right back alive. I felt like I was cheating. There I was catching them feelings. It's nice for a while, but I said goodbye just like you. And now I know why. Every kiss would have been your lips. Moving on would be wrong like this. She had your green in her eyes, and it felt just like I was losing you all over again. That being said, well, I don't want to be brunette. Myself, it shouldn't matter. And deep inside, I could have had her. It's tough being alone, but I gotta be strong instead of stringing some poor heart along. Every kiss would have been your lips, and moving on be wrong like this. She had your green in her eyes, and it felt just like I was losing you all over again. That being said, well, I don't date brunettes. I just can't, 'cause the truth is I'm still not over you. And every kiss would have been your lips. And moving on is wrong like this. She had your green in her eyes, and it felt just like I was losing you all over. Don't date brunette.
Something like that. There you go.
Rawhide. Well, shit.
That guitar sounds awesome, by the way.
I love it, man. Everybody's like, man, that guitar looks so good. I'm like, bro, this is $475 on Amazon. Dead fucking serious.
Just sounds good.
Well, it's got, well, the pickup cost as much as the guitar, but it was totally worth it. It's the Christian thing to do. You put a good guitar, you put a good pickup in it, that's it. Shit, those words are hard, man. Especially after tequila. What do we want to play?
No, it's too early for that.
Nope. You ain't bought me enough shots to play that shit. Let's do, I'll do another one that I wrote with Dustin here. Actually, it's the other song that we wrote. We wrote the last song that I played, we wrote that song. And we actually wrote this song after we wrote that song. And, I'm sure you've all been in relationships and you can see it coming to an end, and that's what this song's about. It's about them red flags. Some of y'all got them waving right now. It's me. But I love you, baby. Calm down. This song's called Ending Starts. I say I love you, girl. You say you too.
You don't say it the way that you used to. Call me crazy, but I don't think it's a loose screw. I think that I'm about to lose you. I can tell you ain't telling the truth. I don't want to go, but I don't want to go through. Feeling that fire burning out. Knowing that high is coming down. Cause you ain't even with me, even when you're with me. Only want to kiss me when you're tipsy on some whiskey. I can see the red flags and the signs. Girl, don't be surprised if I ain't surprised. When you pack your bags and you break my heart. Cause I can always tell where the ending starts. Feels like I'm going the wrong way down a one-way. Girl, there's only one way to turn this thing around. Spending every single Sunday praying maybe someday what we lost can still be found. Can't pretend you ain't pretending that it's okay. Hoping it ain't too late. Feeling that fire burning out. Knowing that high is coming down. Cause you ain't even with me, even when you're with me. Only wanna kiss me when you're tipsy on some whiskey. I can see the red flags and the signs. Girl, don't be surprised if I ain't surprised. When you pack your bags and you break my heart. Cause I can always tell where the ending starts. Uh-huh. Where the ending starts. Cause when it starts, it's too damn much. And baby, when it stops, it ain't enough. Feeling that fire burning out. Knowing that high is coming down. Cause you ain't even with me, even when you're with me. Only wanna kiss me when you're tipsy on some whiskey. I can see the red flags and the signs. Girl, don't be surprised if I ain't surprised. When you pack your bags and you break my heart. Cause I can always tell where the ending starts. Where the ending starts.
Mm-hmm. That's Lee Tucker right there, my boy. Well, since we're getting to tell stories, I'll tell y'all this one. When I first moved to town, I was back in 15.
There's a bunch of people telling stories in this motherfucker tonight, boy. Listen to them. Bunch of storytellers in here. Listen to them.
Well, I had somebody tell me I could make some extra money if I went down to Broadway. And
I saw your ass trying to goddamn starve to death down there.
Did anybody else understand what he just said?
I said I saw your goddamn ass about starve to death down there. You and Bryce Carlisle, that goddamn song y'all had on hold by Tim McGraw for 20 years.
Oh, that was George Strait, cuz. Get it
was
right.
Was it? Shit. According I don't believe it.
He's sitting on it. But at the time, I had wrote very few songs. So as soon as I get on stage, I just start playing my songs, and they let me know real quick that was not what you're supposed to do down there.
Figure that out.
I didn't work it. I never made it downtown, unfortunately.
What I like is even the stuff that he wrote by himself before he got to Nashville and started co-writing, he's always been a great songwriter. He's just always been a horrible person.
But here's a song I wrote back when I was really in my prime of a horrible person and a solo songwriter. I wrote it with my bird dog, Bogey.
The one you lost?
Yes, we lost Bogey a few years back. I had to bury him in South Alabama. Thank you for bringing up that painful memory, Lee.
I meant the time you left him at the fucking bar and he ran off and he died.
He didn't run off at the bar. He jumped out at the liquor store. It's totally different.
Shit, both of them's happened to me too, buddy.
Well, this is a song I wrote with my bird dog. It's called If a Beer Could Make It Better.
You don't got nothing to say to that?
Nope. I love this song, y'all.
by calling you I could change things. I'd do it with a chance. I pick up, dial your number. You won't answer, so I can't. If I knew that some whiskey would hurt you more than me tonight, I'd break the seal and kill that bot. Fight with all my might. And if a beer can make it better, I'd be over you by now. If this bar wasn't so empty, wouldn't be haunted by the sound of your memory burning, all the plans we'd made together. Oh, and I'd just stay drunk forever if a beer could make it better. If I knew that strange woman was sitting next to me and tall, we'd cut up and laugh for hours. I wouldn't mention you at all. She'd be there in the morning like it used to be before. I'd pay my tab, call a cab, I'd walk right out that door. And if a beer could make it better, I'd be over you by now. If this bar wasn't so empty, wouldn't be haunted by the sound of your memory burning, all the plans we'd made together. Hell, I'd just stay drunk forever if a beer could make it better. Say drinking ain't the answer, and seeing double just ain't right. Well, sober ain't been working, so I'm getting drunk as hell tonight. But if a beer can make it better, I'd be over you by now. And if this bar wasn't so empty, wouldn't be haunted by the sound of your memory burn. All the plans we made together, I'd just stay drunk forever if a beer could make it better.
So even if you lose your dog, there's a song in there somewhere. You just gotta...
True. I can't lose mine. I drop him off down the road, he just comes back. He's got a damn built-in GPS is what's wrong with him. I got a Frenchie, but he's a Dollar General brand. He's got that Clover Valley thing going on. The fucking worst Frenchie you could have ever found, I found him. Do you? Oh, God.
He needs him like a man.
You got him? I can't help it. I love him.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Right? Well, let's play a, let's see here. I'm going to play you a song. I had this song idea for about 3 years, and I pitched it around town, and nobody wanted to write it with me, and I don't know why. It's a very sentimental song. It's about grandmas. We've all got them, and, or we had them, whatever, and we love them, damn it. But this song's about grannies. Granny didn't always smile this much. It's been pretty hard since Papa left us. Lately you can't help but see the red there in her eyes. Is it that doctor that she's got? Or maybe something he's prescribed? I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked at Grandma's house. 'Cause every time that I stop by, she's stuck there to the couch, dazed and confused, watching days of our lives. She used to roll out dope, and now she's rolling up dimes. Got Willie Nelson on and turned up loud. I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked at Grandma's house. Yep, she got a prescription, yo. I guess it ain't that bad, this getting old. She ain't talking pot roast when she says, "I saved you a bowl," sharing peanut butter brittle and giggles by the stove. That's how you know. Cookies ain't the only thing getting baked at Grandma's house. 'Cause every time that I stop by, she's stuck there to the couch, dazed and confused, watching days of our lives. She used to roll out dough, but now she's rolling up dimes. Got the Allman Brothers on and turned up loud. I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked at Grandma's house. She knows in a couple days that I'll be coming back to help her in her fight so she can kick glaucoma's ass. She'll pack me up a Tupperware that I can take back home. She says even in the Bible, folks were getting stoned. I can't believe they let me put that line. Shit in there.
That's the best line.
I know. I didn't think they let me put that in the song, and they're like, "Fuck it, it works. Let's do it." So we did. So I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked at Grandma's house. 'Cause every time that I stop by, we're stuck there to the couch, dazed and confused, watching days of our lives. She used to roll out dough, but now she's rolling up dimes. Got Scoop D-O-double-G turned way up loud. I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked at Grandma's house. Getting baked at Grandma's house. We're getting baked at Grandma's house. And there we go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So what's funny is I pitched that song idea. So pitching a song idea means I threw it out in the room and nobody wanted to write it. They're like, so I'd be like, "I got this idea. Granny got glaucoma. She got a prescription for weed. And cookies ain't the only thing getting baked at Grandma's house." They're like, "Haha, what do you really want to write?" And finally I got in a room with my buddy J.C. Anderson and Matt Rogers. And Matt's like, "I'll write the shit out of that. Let's write." And so we did. So anyways, I'm glad. Thank you so much to J.C. Anderson and Matt Rogers for writing that with me. I appreciate them. Mr. Dustin Herring?
No, that's... People either get it or they don't.
Well, I was going to write a follow-up song, you know.
Can I be a part of that one? Because you never pitched that to me.
Well, if you want to write the follow-up song, nobody wants to write the follow-up song, but it's called The Screen Door Ain't the Only Thing Getting Banged at Grandma's House, but nobody wanted... There ain't fucking plastic on her couch for no reason, folks. You got here somehow. I'm just saying. Fucking take them Depends off.
I'll never be able to look at a 1970s couch the same way again.
You see that wagon wheel? It's where you was made, boy. You fucking orange and cream couch. Let's go.
Something about an ashtray's turning me on. I don't know.
Smells like old nicotine.
We didn't rehearse this. This is just how he is.
No, we had somebody else going to play with us, and he canceled.
He, she. Oh, well, we had a he first.
Well, we had a he, had and a he canceled. First. All right.
No, we had a guy named Justin.
Can we get another shot of tequila up here?
Please. Everybody, hurry up. God, we're drowning. You gonna finish telling a story or what? Oh, that wasn't a story. Well, here's another.
Tequila's the end of the story.
Well, here's a song. Here, in case y'all can't tell, I really like slow songs. Sad songs make me happy.
And, me too. He just sounds better singing them.
I had this bright idea. I was gonna grow pot one time, the legal way. So I work up here during the week, and I go back to Alabama. And we had 10 acres of industrial hemp. And it was a rough season, let me tell you. But grew 10 acres of that, and I come back, and I was going to write with Steve O'Brien and Hayden Kaufman. Hayden Kaufman. And Steve had this idea. He wanted to write this real funny, upbeat song about drinking.
Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan.
I love this song.
And I thought it was great, and they wanted it to be funny. And upbeat, and I said, well, that boy Hayden wasn't feeling it, and Steve was still feeling it, and I said, I'll write that song as long as it can be about an alcoholic. And so here's a song. It's kind of like Grandma's House, except it's the, when Granddaddy's left there by himself. You know what I mean? Has anybody got a Granddaddy left by himself?
Kind of. I mean, he's in that fucking coffin all
by himself. That's
all
what right. I thought.
Never mind. Go ahead and sing your song. I'm going to leave it alone. Sorry. You asked for that shit.
That's what I tell him every time. One second while we tune. I'm so sorry.
I lit the words up, but I ain't got
it. I don't need the words. I need to tune the guitar.
That reminds me, I should probably tune my guitar.
But anyway, when you grow up certain ways, sounds great. Everybody takes a hook a different way, but this one's Captain Morgan, Monday morning. I take tequila on Tuesdays with tacos and lime. Reserve Wednesdays for whiskey on ice. Thursdays I throw them back with the boys on the town. Have a few at Fried Friday, right when I clock out. 'Cause I drink when I want to, and when I wanna drink. The reasons I want to, yours ain't the same. I can play it off and shake it off, make excuses
every night that I'm pouring. Except those Captain Morgan Monday morning. Well, on my day off, I cut the damn lawn and I turn on the game. I kick my boots up, stir the strong stuff. Hell, it's Saturday. I drink when I want to and when I wanna drink. The reasons I want to, yours ain't the same. I can play it off and shake it off, make excuses every night that I'm pouring. Except those Captain Morgan Monday mornings. Mm-hmm. Then it's Sunday brunch buffet, Bloody Marys and champagne. My hands shake as I fall down the brain. Hell, what can I say? I drink when I want to and when I want to drink. The reasons I want to, yours ain't the same. I can play it off and shake it off, make excuses every time I'm pouring. Except those Captain Morgan Monday morning. Mm-hmm. I take tequila on Tuesdays with tacos and limes.
Woo!
There you go.
This, oh boy. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Shit, we ain't got no training wheel or nothing. Yeah.
Oh, that's for that, too. Oh, hell.
Oh, there they are. Together?
I'm sorry, baby. Give me 1 second.
I can't get in there.
1 second.
Your finger's too damn big.
I'm trying to hold a pick and put my finger in it at the same time.
All right, sir. What's your name?
Chris.
Chris?
Chris has done bought us a
scotch. Thank you, Chris. Where are you from?
Oklahoma.
I just got back from Tulsa.
First one's my daughter.
Oh, that makes sense. All right. Hell yeah, brother.
Hey, daughter. How about you? Thank you for the tequila.
Woo!
Yep.
I'll give a Crystal's dad. Crystal's dad. Yep.
That's better tequila than I was buying. Thank you. Reagan. That's that Christian tequila right there, boy.
Oh, shit.
How many songs we got left?
As many as we want.
I got more tequila than I do songs, I think.
Well, you keep drinking, I'll keep singing.
I've been practicing.
You and tequila.
Bitch, I've been crazy. Calm down.
Make me crazy.
That's my girlfriend. I'm just kidding. She's going to beat my ass before we get to the car. Yep.
Really is your turn.
This the last one?
Oh, wait. For him or everybody? Yeah, that's messed.
This one and one more each?
You just do one more.
This, all right.
No.
Shit, bitch, I can't count.
I'm kidding.
She's keeping up with the tab. I'm not. I'm going to do you one I wrote with my buddy Nate King and called Unwrite Love Letters. And from the title, you can tell. If you've ever fucked with somebody you shouldn't have fucked with, that's what this song's about.
That's what I'm talking about. That's my nugget.
Sorry for the F-bombs. It's my favorite word, my favorite verb. It's all the good things. If
feels like it was yesterday. You were my everything. Funny how shit can change that fast. Swear it was an overnight blink of an eye. I know we ain't the first love to burn and crash. That doesn't mean it hurts any less. Makes sense or takes the edge off. That doesn't mean that I ain't been a mess since the day you went and left. Now if I could unmeet you, I could unkiss you, I could ungive you all my time, then I wouldn't need you, I wouldn't miss you like I'm missing you tonight. If I could see my life through some uncried eyes, I'd be feeling a whole lot better. If I could unwrite, if I could unwrite, if I could unwrite love letters. But girl, it wasn't yesterday, more like a year and change. By now I should care, none done, moved on. Baby, that ain't just the case. When my phone rings, I damn near snatch my phone case off. Wishing it was you saying you'll wreck, miss me bad coming back home. But it isn't you, no. Long story short, you're long gone. If I could unmeet you, I could unkiss you, I could ungive you all my time, then I wouldn't need you, I wouldn't miss you like I'm missing you tonight. If I could see my life through some uncried eyes, I'd be feeling a whole lot better. If I could unwrite, if I could unwrite, if I could unwrite love letters. If I could unwrite, I wanna tear the ink right off the page, smear every heart along the way, cross out the words, story revised, uncross the T's, undot the I's, untell the truth, white out the lies, not give a damn, move on with my life. No more forgiving, no more pretending, grab a new pen, write a whole different ending. If I could unmeet you, I could unkiss you, I could ungive you all my time, then I wouldn't need you, I wouldn't miss you like I'm missing you tonight. If I could see my life through some uncried eyes, I'd be feeling a whole lot better. If I could unwrite, if I could unwrite, if I could unwrite love letters. If I could unwrite.
Hell yeah.
There we go. Thank y'all so much, Mr. Dustin Heron.
This is going to be my last song. I just want to say real quick, man, it was so cool to get to come back and play some songs. Old joint we used to frequent very often back when it was something else. And
yep.
A bunch of years we'd spend every night after night down here playing our songs and going back and writing and doing stuff like that. But
I used to live in this back corner back here, and we would get done drinking here and end up right back over there writing songs.
We'd go write a song, then come back and drink a beer, that kind of stuff. But I just want to take a chance to tell y'all how much I appreciate old boy like Lee Tucker, because this ain't me being, I ain't joking. It's great to meet somebody who believes in your songs and believes in themselves, and you need to find you somebody like that that's in town. So if you ever, any of you new songwriters coming up, find you a Lee Tucker, hang to him, and watch the money come in.
I got to tell y'all something, if you don't mind. I don't want to just fuck you up, but I'm going to tell you. So I was a fan of this guy right here for like a year. And we'd show up at the same bars and the same parties. I'm talking like Trey Landon's backyard with a bonfire and all kinds of shit. He'd show up with Hannah Dasher and all kinds of folks.
George Strait told me not to name drop.
I'm just saying. They probably know who that is. I'm just saying. So anyways, we would show up at these parties, and I would tell Dustin, I'd be like, hey, man, good to see you. He'd be like, sup, and he'd just keep walking. I thought he was just big dogging me, like blowing me off because he was so good and so cool. And then finally, about a year and a half, 2 years later, I'm sitting at, I think it was Alley Taps, and I'm sitting there, and Hannah Dasher goes, hey, I brought my friend Dustin Herring. Can he sit here next to you? I was like, I don't give a fuck what he does. And then he sat down, and he's like, what's up? And I was like, man, fuck you. I've tried to talk to you for a year and a half in this fucking town, and you have ignored me. He's like, man, I'm sorry, man. I got a anxiety for real. Like, I don't really talk to people. I just kind of keep. And I was like, well, fuck you. You want a shot? And he's like, fuck you. I'll drink a shot with you. And literally since that moment, we have been like best friends for like 8 years. I mean, like, he's been to my dad's funeral in South Georgia. I've stayed at his mom's house. She's cooked me cube steak a million times. This is literally one of my best friends. And to show up here and be able to play these songs for y'all with one of my best friends in the world, y'all don't know what this fucking town is. This is a special place, and these are special people. And thank y'all for sharing this. Thank y'all so much for being here and just being a part of this with us. And I'm not even going to start on this piece of shit. Josh Terry, that's his podcast, his show.
That's a whole different podcast, bro.
That's a whole other show. Listen to Hippie Slugs and Drugs.
Anyway.
It's got that time. We got STDs and hippies and horrible night. All right. I love y'all. Thank y'all for being here so much. I know I like to bullshit a lot, but this is the whole world to me. This is my fucking world, and these are my people. You're my people. Thank y'all. I love you. Thank you.
Well, here's a song that kind of just sums up everything about my life. It definitely sums up everything about my music career and brings back a lot of memories about down here. Losing a woman like you is such a shame. Loving a man like me's an acquired taste. So fear and love and war is what they say. The close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. A lesson I learned a little bit too late. 'Cause close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Now I'm sleeping all alone in a bed I made.
focus only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Thank y'all so much tonight. I had a great time. Thank you, Josh, for having us, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Shit. That tequila just kicked in, buddy. Do we play something happy or we play something sad? Should I tell the story? You gonna make me cry? I don't want to cry, but... I kind of just spilled my heart up here. And just so you know, Josh Terry is one of my best friends in the world, the guy that's putting this thing on. And he has a daughter, and she's like 13 now, right? She's 13. And so anyways, but when she was like 6 or 7, Josh had this picture of her in his studio. And the picture, it's crazy. His granny passed away before Gracie was born. And Gracie's his daughter, so that's why it's somewhere between Raising Grace and Amazing Hill is what it sounds like. Exactly. Anyways, but he had this picture of her just standing out in this beautiful open field and a silhouette of his granny just looking down on her. And we got hammered that night, had a great time, and then for some reason I woke up at 7 a.m. like I never do, and I just had this idea. About, you know, if she could write a letter to her granny, and that's where the whole thing originated. Then I text my friend Barrett Baber, if you know, when you got nothing on blah, blah, blah. Anyways, Cody Johnson, he wrote that song, my buddy Blue Foley. And then Blue messaged me and said, hey, there's a guy that moved in. He's 23, and he just got to town. And his dad passed away when he was 8 years old, and he literally writes letters to his dad, and he keeps them in a shoebox under his bed. I'm like, oh, shit. So it made sense. So anyways, we got together, and Josh was what initially kicked off the thought of this song, and it's called Letters to Heaven. And I don't want to bring it down, so get you a drink, and... I'm going to try to get through it without crying and being a big baby, but we love sad songs and country music, so that's why we're here. So here we go. See up there the streets are paved in pure gold. And I've heard all my life you never grow old. So when my time comes, I won't be scared to go. What's the weather like up there beyond the stars? I reckon the Sunday sun is shining where you are. One last breath and pearly gates apart, but I can feel you in my heart. So forever's not so far. When I lay these words on a and I pray they make their way up through the sky, out past the moon on an angel's wings, straight to you. Seal them up with love and hope you get them. Letters to heaven. I still do it on days hard as this. Still frost the cake, light the candles, make your birthday wish. I don't stand and talk down to a cold stone grave, cause you ain't out there anyway. When I got something to say, well, I lay these words on a page and I pray they make their way up through the sky, out past the moon on an angel's wing. To you, seal them up with love and hope you get them. Letters to heaven. They're unopened in a shoebox underneath my bed.
There ain't a single miss she love you I wrote down that you ain't read. So I lay these words on a page and I pray they make their way up through the sky, out past the moon on an angel's wings, straight to you. Seal them up with love and hope you get them. Yeah, I seal them up with love and hope you get them. Letters to heaven. Letters to heaven. There you go. Sorry to bring it down, but I love you, Josh. Thank you for having
us. Nine times out of ten, I'd be a smart ass right now. But if y'all don't give Dustin Heron and Lee Tucker a round of applause, I don't want to do this shit no more.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, look.
Thank y'all so much.
I'll just be real with y'all. I got into country music and doing this stuff because I love country music, and that right here is country damn music to me. So please give Dustin Heron and Lee Tucker a round of applause. All right, we got to take a picture, and then we'll be right back.
Are we taking a picture?
We're taking a picture. I'm just kidding. I don't know. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, can we say something?
Look, Kathleen.
Say,
Lee Tucker wants to say something.
No, we're not.
If you don't
that.
Know this about Lee Tucker, now I can be a smartass.
I'd like to say something.
Go say
I'd
something.
I'd like to say something. No, what I want to say is, if people really fucking live the way they talk about country music, as many miles as me and this piece of shit have ridden dirt roads, listened to country music, Keith Whitley, George Strait, real fucking country on dirt roads. I'm just saying, this would be a better world we'd live in.
Well, if people wrote country music like the way y'all do, Nashville would sound a whole lot more like country music than it does. So let's go.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.